This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh, yeah, Zigege. I did promise Ugutsi, as soon as sitting here, 15 quarter past, I'm bringing one of the best. About Izinja Zikim. On the spot today, we have Utulani Mvuamalevu. How are you feeling, sir?
I feel good. I think if I can, because I don't know if I said that perfectly. Someone to you, someone to yours, from one great spirit to another. Kamala Mvuamalevu, thank you for having me.
Now, we thank you for coming through.
Cool. It means a lot.
Yeah, and for those abalalele bafethu, this man came through. Hey, he's all tripped up, bafethu. He's looking nah. You know, I just want to know.
Yes.
Right. Ukuthi, like, let's take it all the way back.
Yes, sir.
Sisu sitshele imnyama ukuthi, how was it just growing up there, and what impact did that have kumculo wakho?
A lot. Because angiqala ngahlala eTshele Mnyama, but I stayed there. If kuzomela ukuthi siqale lapho. So when staying at eTshele Mnyama, bengihlala with umasiqashile one room with my older brother.
Yeah.
He's 4 years older than me. He already just got ill, right? This is the story of me staying at eTshele Mnyama. So it was a bit of a sad upbringing, because every day in the morning I'd have to wake up, make sure all is right, punish the corner, all those other things, because she was bedridden at the time.
Yeah.
Family, friends were not there, right?
Sure.
Always in the top three. I've always had brains. So it's only now that I fully embrace and embody it, right?
Yeah.
Because for a while, also, again, that's another thing. When you're gifted and you don't really, others can use it against you. Right. So I experienced a lot of that as well growing up. So I used to sing poetry, dance. That's just always been my life. I've always been artistic. Grew up with my mother, grew up with Ubaba, sweet from Jemia Masai Makaya, Showe, Cotton Lens, which is Verilim, and then went to Johannesburg to hustle. But the entire thing of being a ETshele Mnyama, it's a bittersweet, because now that I'm older, I'm able to go back and be like, oh, actually, speaking of Eetshele Mnyama, let's do this. So I hadn't been to Umqashi in a long time.
Yeah.
Because she passed away in 2010. And then I had to go and move and stay with Ubaba, right? So when that happened, obviously there's no need for you to visit, because Umqashi, life goes on.
Yeah.
There's no furniture that you're no longer staying there. And then I think it was 2 months ago, I had a show in Pine Town.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, no, just go and see where you used to stay. And funny enough, I've cut that video and I've never uploaded it anywhere. I took a video. I was like, shit. Oh, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this. My bad. I was like, shucks, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming back here. I left as a baby. Now I'm an old man. I've got a business. I'm a musician.
Yeah.
So I've got good and bad memories when it comes to eTshele Mnyama.
That's
deep.
That's deep.
Very deep.
Siqala ngokujula mfethu. I want to get into also just the music part.
Yes, sir. Because
I should say you've always been into art.
I've always sung, yes.
Yeah, you've always sung. You started singing at just 9 years old.
Yeah. Even before that, actually. Because okay, it's a show, eh?
Yeah.
Emotion. So Mkhulu was at the time, and there was a spa again. So apparently Gogo says, I'll just walk around this spa, and all that. So goes back. But then I started in the Bazama choir at 9.
Oh, yeah.
So what actually happened was, then basically I'm with my maternal family.
Yeah.
So in Makaya, people sing, guys. For anyone who stayed that go show, go Mandian, what music in Makaya is a thing, right? And traditions are about Basak Pinalizos and
for sure.
So now I'm 9 years old, I'm doing grade 3. This one time before break, I hear melodies. My class teacher then was our neighbor, Mrs. Makwas. I hear melodies and beautiful harmonies. I'm like, I wonder what's going on. Who are these people? And then in Gaelic teacher, I'm like, can I please just go to the door? She's like, yeah, sure. I didn't go to the
door. Imagine, is it like,
I'm like, can I go to the door? She's like, sure. And then in Hamburg, go to the back of the rehearsal center where they were rehearsing.
Yeah.
And then I just kept bumping, going up and down the window until the conductor was like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I was like, actually, please don't send me back to the class. I can sing. They're like, okay, cool, come through. And then I sang. Then from there, I became lead tenor from age 9 and, you know, throughout primary, high school and stuff.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, when did you realize it was a calling? But for you to just share class and say, you know what?
Something inside of me recognized what was going on.
So it just called you.
Always been Ubizo. That's my debut EP. Yes,
for sure. I love that. You've worked closely nama icons like Winikumala,
an amazing woman.
You know, what lessons did you take from those experiences that still guide you today as an artist?
In as much as it's a gift, it's a business.
Yeah.
Take yourself seriously. Other people will adjust. You know, you need to know your business, like know your stuff. Yes, it's beautiful. You've got a beautiful voice. You look amazing. It's a business.
Yeah.
Back yourself, and independence is a big thing. So they've taught me that. Stand your ground.
Sure.
This thing is a gift more than anything, because Umam Winnie, may she rest in peace. I was the assistant manager, and also my Papa Uti, close linked with Putum Zambia, and retired at some point as well. So I got to understand the business side of things behind the curtain. I appreciate that. And also just owning your things. You know, it's said how people can have careers spending decades and they don't own their things. So I've always been one to want to own.
Yeah.
I guess probably that's also why this is happening now, because I'm at a more mature state where I understand how things move and I fund my things, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Ownership and understanding the fact that it's a gift, it's not just yours alone.
So it's more than just arts, it's business.
It's business as well.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Many people would have given up after facing rejection or like discouragement. Yeah. And like you've made two appearances on Idols, they say. Just tell us, how does those moments where you hear like no, or like it's a no for me, the classic it's a no for me, fuel your journey and deepen your sense of authenticity?
What I now know is it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Real.
Because for anybody who's going to listen to my EP from here onwards, moving forward, they'll understand why I didn't make it. I'm not a pop artist. I'm not like a pop star. I'm not about that. I'm for the spirit.
Right.
And those shows are not for that. Not in a bad way, but my calling, my gifting is bigger than that. Umkhulu wazinyanga. That's another thing. So I understand, isn't those gamu ya carries down, right? So I'm a descendant. I fully embody.
More focused on the spiritual.
It just comes naturally because of Ubizo, right?
Okay.
So the first time I entered, I was 15. I think I sang the song "I Miss You" by Beyonce, and I don't know why I was in grade. I don't know why I sang that song. It's probably because the year before I lost my mother, right?
Yeah.
That's where it was coming from, but I didn't quite make it. So I was like, I know I can sing, but you know. And then I continued from there. Went on and did other things, and then again when I was 20, my friends were like, "I'm mature enough, just go and
try again."
And then I went, and then I had an aha moment, which was that this is not for me. Like, I'm not your typical artist that Melee Suga from this point to now. It may happen. I'm not against the universe working in its own way. But I just quickly got to realize, which that's not my space. Like, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a producer.
Yeah.
So my things come from within me, right? I'm not, don't give me a song. It's nothing about Spanban and sing it. You know, that's
the way. You have to write for you.
I'm saying knowing what I know now, because also I can another thing to state is I didn't even go far. It was like Gabona Lama, the very first auditions on both incidents that I didn't make it past those. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. You've got to. So just to, in case, so that people don't come for me, and say, why didn't you see on TV? I never even made it to TV. You know, but it also at some point messed up with my esteem somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
Prior maturing to certain levels, because it became a thing of, Aibo, I know I can sing most. You know, at that time, I think I hadn't maybe found my sound. Mm. So that's another thing that came into effect. But I just quickly realized how everything that happens to you happens for you, because I think we wouldn't be here if had that happened. Probably I would have maybe clamping our winner, and then
it would have just fizzled away.
Because again, I wouldn't have met Winnie, I wouldn't have met Mapaput, I wouldn't have met Mzambia, I wouldn't have had the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That preparation.
Yeah.
Probably I would have been swallowed by the industry whole. Clamber, I wouldn't have made it past 3 years. You never know. Because that's how everything just becomes a blur from when you start.
Right. You've built your own record label.
Yes, I have.
What's the name of your record label again?
Mabs,
okay. And have been like independent for over 17 years, right?
Yes.
Right. What does this independence mean to you, like creativity, spiritually, and personally?
Okay, so Mabs, I'm very intentional about the things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So Mabs is an abbreviation, basically. It's Music Alive Production Studios. It's Mabs. Yenzani Mab. it allows you to navigate from one point to the next.
Yeah.
My EP is the first project that comes out independently from my record label, right? So when you listen to the EP, I can tell you dead in the eye, Thando Qhawe, it's going to do something to you. Like, you will move spiritually. Because I've gone through that.
Yeah.
I'm singing about my life experience. So it's understanding Uguti. The intention was cemented at Tini. I answer the same thing that MEPS do, which is move you from one point to the next, but spiritually, mentally. I hope I'm making sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then my EP is just my first project, basically, that comes from that. What does it mean? It means I own my stuff. I almost cursed. It means I own my stuff. I get to decide how it comes out, because even with the EP, Ubizo, my debut EP, after almost 20 years of trying,
yeah,
I recorded it last year. I didn't even plan. It just happened. From the collaboration to the producers, I just met the people, of which I'd like to mention at some point. It just happened, right?
Yeah.
And it's given me also just room to be, man. Like, we are human. We are spirits before we're human. But just together as enough human experience to be able to write about in the music. So I hope I'm answering you well.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. I get you.
Nah, that's...
That's deep.
That's nice. That's,
I mean, deep conversation.
I can't help it. So it's got to come through. You know what I mean?
We weren't expecting anything else, you know?
Thank you.
We weren't. But for now, abantabeze ukuthi yini lesikhuluma ngayo. Nangu Thulani Malevu eTubizo.
Thank you.
on the background, Tsulani Malevu, Etsy Ubizo, right here on MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. If you just joined us, Sipetse.
It's not too late.
It's not too late because the interview is still going about Saqhubeka, and we're still chipping away at the layers of this man, Mabatu Tsulani Malevu. Because, you know.
There's so many layers.
Let's dive into this project.
Yes, sir.
You know, the name itself, Ubizo, Sonke Sibizelo.
Yes.
All right. So, what is the deeper message behind this body of work?
I've always known that I'm gifted in various ways.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, the inspiration behind the name Ubizo specifically is because of the song Ubizo, which is track number two on the EP. That's one. But how then that whole thing became a concept is, at the time I was working behind the scenes as assistant manager of Swini Kumalo, Mamuni Kumalo.
Yeah.
And then we so happened to meet Usses Andile, Haile Siwe, the lady who presents Kumbulekaya.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then immediately, as she sees me, she's like, wait, hold on. Something special about you. Konubizonal, I don't know what, but Unobizowen. You know when somebody says something and it shooks you to your core and you can feel it in your spine?
For sure.
And I was like, oh, okay. But well, it affirmed a lot of things at the time. I knew the music side of things, but I can read energies. I can, you know, there's a more and what's not. If you're going through things, just ask me. I'll know. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So that's how the whole name came about. But when we were recording the songs last year, let me get to the EP, how the EP then came about.
Because
that's the inspiration behind the name. So how we then got to the EP being recorded is I just worked with some other guys, recorded a music video, and then they invited me to studio, and then I get into the studio, and then boom, the other day, there's another guy who's a producer. So then it's a jam session. We're there to jam. And then the owner of the studio at the time was just like, guys, ngisabiz, do whatever that you want to do.
Mm.
When I get on, start producing, I'm like, holy shit. Then this is, excuse my French.
We're going to bleep this.
It happened to be Divine Music, a guy who produced six of the songs of the EP, right?
Okay, yeah.
That's how I met him. And then, just by chance. And then the EP was recorded in less than a month. So I worked with Divine Music, he produced six of the songs.
Yeah.
I also worked with, in production, Emmanuel NM, Creative Genius, he produced My MIA. I also worked with Lindo Sama, he produced Yiza, which is the last song on the EP. And then in terms of collaborations, I worked with Mzilankata Mpalo, who's a poet, on the intro. And on Ubizo, I worked with Uvelenko Sinit, well, Divine Music, producer and vocals.
Yeah.
And vocalist. And then on the third song, which is My MIA, I worked with Stindo Kuhlengidi. This was produced by Emmanuel NM. And then everything else, your boy had to come through at some point and just be on his own because it's his body of work. So that's what happened.
So did you touch on any of the production side?
Production?
Yeah.
I was there when things were made, so I would give a creative ear to go this.
Now
I can produce. But at that time, I was just learning the ropes and starting. So to say, was I there? Yes, I was there. Man, you feel like I'm moving this direction.
Yeah.
I write my stuff. Right? Because with some of the people that I worked with on the EP, I wrote my lyrics album because the vision just came out just so clear. What to do it this way, say this, say that. So yeah.
I like that. And have you, do you have any, I don't know, more ambitions to write for other people outside of the people that are in the project?
Yes, the ambition I think came yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was watching an interview, and Unedi was talking, Nelly, the guy, Nelly America.
Nelly, the. Neo,
sorry, Neo.
Wait, missing the.
Neo. Neo.
Neo, Neo,
yes.
So I South Africa that.
So I got interview. And then he's on some. It's amazing how when I met Beyonce, I'm used to writing people for other people. And then when I met Beyonce, she was like, you can go for a walk. And then after an hour, she had written a song, and I came back. I was like, wow, this is the most useless day of my life. And then the presenter's like, why? Because, and then he says, because normally I write for people from sketch to finish. And here came a person who's prepared and did her own thing.
They know their stuff.
Record a lot of vocals, right?
Yeah.
So it's been a journey similar to that. For the longest time, almost the two decades that I'm approaching now, I'm just trying. I've been writing for myself, started with poetry. I've written for other people as well.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't mention it's the business. So One thing about me is I'm an abundant spirit. I'm not going to limit myself. If you come with a fire beat and I need to write ingoma for a crowd, I'm going to do that. Okay? So, yeah.
I was English.
What?
Malin.
Hallelujah. It varies.
Oh.
Because also, again, I believe in ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to quickly just give away my things because I'm not hungry.
Okay.
Oh, can I just say something? Sorry, I hope that doesn't come as arrogant. This is another thing that I learned from the Giants. Mm. Don't operate from a hungry stomach.
Don't be desperate.
Don't be desperate.
Which brings us back to that chasing the bag. It's more about the passion.
Yeah,
and
we have like a segment there. We were speaking about people doing what they're doing because it's purpose driven, or is it more so they just
a lot of those people? Yes.
Or is it more just money? Because also you worked with one of the banks.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Good deal. Yes.
So I would say now, you can speak for yourself. I would say now, this is purpose now because you're doing music, you're doing the arts. This is something that you were called for.
Yes.
Mm. And then the corporate side of things would be more so, would you say money?
It wasn't money driven per se. Everything that has happened to me has happened for me and it's been divinely aligned.
Okay.
What I mean by this is, I'm the third person in Ekaya to have a matric, my maternal family.
Yeah.
Right? I'm only 29. My older brother is 4 years older than me. Then the other one is also, I think, 10 years older than him. So you can just imagine the dire circumstances that we come from. So if I'm 29.96 and go number 3 to have a matric, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? So people rely on grants and all these other things, which is... So I was very intentional. When I speak things into existence. I was working in a call center. I had a dream of going to Joburg, and I said, I'm going to leave this thing here. I'm leaving. I'm going to Joburg. I'm going to get a job minimum. I'm going to get paid 15,000 rands. This was 2016.
Mm.
You know, my tricking pilot said, oh, you've got ambitions and dreams. I was like, I'll show you. I did exactly just that. But also, that was fine-tuning my gift, my ability to speak, because I work in a contact center. I've spoken to thousands of people.
Yeah.
You could be a CEO. You could be someone. You could be an I can speak to. I know how to service people. So it wasn't just paper driven.
Yeah.
It was aligned more than anything, but it also equipped me to understand finance. Because in our business, you need to know your money.
You need to keep count of the coins.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Yeah. Beyond Mkula, you've also launched the Tulani Malevu Foundation.
Not formally as yet, but yes.
Why do you feel like it's so important to like give back?
Because I come from where I come from. When you come from poverty, you've got nothing. So you need to build. You're constantly scratching to have. You're constantly fighting to survive to be. There's people who have helped me in my times of need. Yeah. When my mother was sick, Ubaba was not there. The family was not there. It was just me and my brother. And there was a neighbor, Wantandi. She couldn't support us, but she gave me a plastic offer suit. She said, if you sell these, you can make money for going to school instead of not knowing what to do.
Shout out to Tandi.
She's late. I know. She was an amazing woman. Like one of those, don't come for me. Yes. So she taught me that. And then it went from Ukdaisa, one packet of chips from my suite, to hiring about 3 other students who were coming from the same background as myself.
Oh.
Right? And then from there, again, thank you to another teacher, Ms. Gunena, from the Life Sciences at Tisinda Secondary School. She was like, child, you're always number one in my class. Would you like some job or something overworking? So I was like, girl, if you're only, you know, yes, give me a job. I worked at Tavern at the age of 15 until I was in grade 9, making extra buck. And then, so I've always been entrepreneurial. But what I'm trying to say is people have always paved Indlela for me. I've always received OC. So when I'm in a position where I can assist, I definitely will. Hence, we are where we are with the foundation.
Yeah, it seems like you've always had the maps.
That's exactly the point.
I like
That's exactly what it. Thank you for we beg a grandchild. It's always been that.
No, I like that. That you've always like had. Structured.
Lalela, I mean, I'm one of those people whom I wasn't just born because hey guys, I love. No. There's a reason why I'm here, and now I know it, and I walk in just it, and you guys know as well. We know, but engendeling a fan, right? Yeah. We were having the conversation off air about you guys writing a test yesterday, and then we've got another one tomorrow. But today you're here.
Mm.
It's literally what you're supposed to be doing. Years later, you'll realize what it was preparation. There'll come a time where you're busy broadcasting, climbing international or whatever, climbing pursuing your PhD. It's just going to happen smoothly. Why? Because you've had this preparation.
We understand.
Thank you.
We understand. We understand. You are also preparing to release a book titled Indabayam, yeah. The Story of Remembering. Tell us about your book. Like, what lessons or what truths that you hope the reader will take away? May phone down umuntu lencwadi. What do you want them to take in? What do you want them ukuthi ahlale nayo lento ayicabanga ukuthi hey, this book actually taught me this and this and this. When I'm reading this book, lokhu like okuzangimina, and they would actually want to tell another person about your book.
We all have a small voice inside of us that tells us what is and what isn't. When you honor that more, you become an even greater version of who you are supposed to be. There's a lot of lessons I can't quite think from the top of my head, but I've gone through a lot of bad experiences that could have easily killed me in Bilwin. I mean, I did my first grocery shopping at 9. It wasn't because Kwagum 9, it was because my mother's sickness was starting to affect her body. And she was like, my son, I'm going to die at some point. So we've got to do a grocer in preparation for that. So these are some of the lessons that are in the book. When I speak about in the book about that grocery list, she helped me then because she prepped me the day before, sent the list. And then Satlanga Nepomisibin, she was a maid. Satlanga Nepomile, Sabin's a kloof, Salichelimyama. Sends a cross. So she just followed me around the Cambridge Food. She followed me around. So I stuck to it. I think I didn't even spend the entire money, right? Mm. And then we went back. But I looked at it when I started writing the book. I was like, oh, more than anything, what my mother was saying is have a list in life in terms of the things that you want for yourself. And then as you grow, you can be able to just take. She gave me that lesson without saying, now it's just phone, but because I was a woke child.
Oh, yeah.
And also just another thing, which is allow impilo to happen. Because truly nothing just happens to you. I think that's the biggest lesson that people will pick up, which nothing just happens to you.
Everything happens for a reason.
Like, it happens for you, actually.
I'm actually blown away by
really, because like groceries are annoying.
Like the most simple thing, like what's in the 500 in time or 10.
Hey, like
when I looked at it, I was like, oh,
there's direction. Like you know,
Gutsi,
I need this.
When you get into a shopping center, there's a lot of things that you can buy.
Yeah,
but you don't need all of that.
A lot of distractions and temptations.
Always, noise.
Exactly. There'll always be a much distraction. But if you've got your list intact,
wow,
you just maneuver impilo. Seamlessly.
No, I like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Closing it off, yes. Right? I want to know, Wutsi, what message would you like to leave for anyone, olalela njengamanje, who feels called to follow their purpose?
Firstly, listen to my...
They should listen to the EP.
Can I start by saying this, and to people maybe tuned in here as well?
Yeah.
Nobody is just born, guys. You know, now I know this truly. And this thing comes from, I've had to go back to who I am and understanding, oh, umkhulu babenje.
Yeah.
And I'm as confident as I am now because I remembered who I am, right? I know who I am. Like, I don't doubt it anymore. Please listen to the EP because it speaks about my becoming from being born to now. Everything is there. Ubizo, Tulane Malevo, various songs, Okoko no Kokolozi, Maye Maye. It's a wholesome spiritual body experience. Please listen to it when you've got iskhathi, because I know it's going to change your life. What do I say? Go towards that thing that says, go left. Whatever it is, there's an embeza, guys. There's that voice inside of all of us that's connected to the creator of everything that is. I don't use the word God because I don't subscribe to religion, but I know there's my ancestors, and I play in those spaces, and there's Ilanga heals me. I get conversations from the sad, hey man, I'm a child of the spirit. So there's things that I do. If I'm frustrated, I literally drink water and sit on the grass and ground myself. So through awakening, there's things and practices I've learned that have already existed before. So I would just say, follow what is inside of you. It's unique to you. It's tailor-made for you. Follow that. Any answers that you may have about your life experience, they are not outside of you. This is why now I stopped at some point asking, what do you think? Do you think I should continue making music? Do you think I should release an EP or an album? Should I drop? I ain't got none of that.
Just do it.
I just do what I'm here to do because I'm led by that thing. So the more you lean towards it, the higher you can vibrate, and also the more, the faster you can move with it, the louder you can hear it, so to say.
Yeah, no, that's a beautiful
that's
message.
About it. That's about it.
I love that. So Tolap, Masikfuna, bookings, socials.
Okay, so on social media, it's at Thulani Malevo _.
Yeah.
Also have a YouTube channel as well, where I just try and push my things. So it's every social media platform that you can think of, Thulani Malevo. You'll see, because there's a lot of music, and then you'll just know that I put also. For bookings as well, I'm just working on the website because we had an issue, then we had to take it down.
Yeah.
But just send my DMs anywhere, we'll attend to those. I don't want to give my personal email address because angifuni inkinga. But we're just working on revamping the site and all of that.
I like that, man. And that's how we wrap it up. Nimpukeni, Nambe no laleli EP, Ubizo is out now on all DSPs. If you want to find yourself, Fitz, you know, that's the EP to listen to.
That's the EP to listen to.
That's the EP to listen to.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.